if you can meet SBA loan requirements and be approved by both the SBA and your lender, you'll be able to take advantage of some of the highest capital amounts, some of the lowest interest rates, and then also the longest repayment terms on the market. SBA loans are just a really good option as far as I'm concerned on receiving funding for your company. You should definitely consider raising funds through a crowdfunding platform like Kickstart or GoFundMe. And even if you do qualify for federal funding, I still recommend going through a crowdfunding campaign just because it's such a good way for family and friends to help fund your business to get a leg up when you're first starting out. Crowdfunding platforms offer businesses the opportunity to raise small amounts of capital furnished by your friends, families, your community. Plus, your funding campaign has a chance to go viral if it strikes a chord with a wider audience. Welcome back to another episode of This Green Planet. I'm your host, Penny Bowder, a seven-figure business leader, environmental scientist, serial entrepreneur, author, and business coach. Here, I am sharing support and guidance to women who are starting and running a sustainable or STEM-related business. This podcast is bound to inspire you to launch your business or scale for growth. Let's dive into today's episode. Welcome back, everybody. I'm so excited about today's episode because it has everything to do with money. Today, I'll be talking about funding your green and eco-friendly business. So with the effects of climate change ramping up, it's super important right now that businesses retain environmental and social responsibility in their operations and also in key decision making. But whether you're already running a green business, if you're planning to start one, or if you're planning to join the ranks of major companies going green, at a certain point, it's going to be pretty obvious in your development that you're going to need to consider funding and raising money. Just as a reminder, we've talked about this in an episode not too far in the past. Green businesses aim to make a positive or zero impact on the environment. In addition to generating a profit, a green business may be sustainable by nature, like, for example, a green architecture firm, or they may incorporate sustainability in their operations, for example, using or installing solar power systems, or they could do both. So how do you go about securing funding for green and eco-friendly businesses? Well, in this episode, I'm going to run you through just a few types of funding for sustainable businesses that I've either received myself or applied for so you can better understand all the options out there. So first and foremost, I want to suggest finding an investor. By suggesting you find an investor, I'm not suggesting that you have to go out for venture capital funding, which that is an option, but there's a whole bunch of different types of investors. And my companies, I received angel investor funding, and that was a really good option for me as a way to retain most control over my company. Consumers aren't the only ones getting serious about sustainability. Right now, more and more investors are backing up green projects too. Aside from having a reliable source of funds, an investor could be another source of advice, inspiration, and growth opportunities. This is usually in exchange for a portion of your company equity, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. If you're not making any money, a certain percentage of your company might in fact be zero. So giving away a portion of that equity is not really a bad thing. And especially if you can bring somebody into your company that can help you with different advice, mentorship, and different types of growth opportunities. Finding the right investor isn't always easy, and closing a deal with an investor can take a long time. So it might not be the best solution for companies looking to make immediate transitions. Nevertheless, it's still a good option to at least look into. If you're just starting out, you'll need to choose the right business structure to accommodate potential investors. Compared to sole proprietorship businesses, LLC and C Corps, both of my companies were C Corps, tend to have more benefits for investors because investors can enjoy ownership advantages and tax benefits. So these sorts of structures make these kinds of companies really more enticing to fund for investors. Thankfully, it's becoming much simpler to put together an LLC, but the requirements and fees can vary per state. Just make sure that you consider your state's guidelines carefully before finalizing your business structure and before looking for investors. And you can also check out sites like AngelList and MicroVentures to find investor funding, particularly in angel funding. These sites will also walk you through how to contact different investors that might be a good match for your company. The second type of funding I want to talk about on this episode includes federal loans and grants. Several federal agencies sponsor grant and loan programs designed especially to provide green businesses with the funding they need. Just a few options here, the first being EPA grants. So it should come as no surprise that the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, sponsors a few grant and funding programs designed for green businesses, including those related to improving air quality, those focusing on environmental health issues at the community level, and also clean diesel programs. It does need to be said, though, that EPA grants are super competitive, so applying for one of these federal programs can be really time intensive, and their qualification standards and grant policies are also super rigorous. So if you're feeling lost, you know, I've checked out their sites and I've applied for different grants on their sites, and I actually have never received one, but I do have a really good sense of what it takes to apply for these grants. They're better for STEM type of environmental green business grants. But if you're feeling lost, the EPA does provide helpful literature about applying for, managing, and using your EPA grant. And you can learn all about the different grants available on the EPA's website. Another type of federal funding for green businesses are grants and loans by the Department of Energy. So if your green business deals in any way with clean energy initiatives, consider applying for a funding opportunity through the Department of Energy, whose mission is to ensure America's security and prosperity by addressing its energy, environmental, and nuclear challenges through transformative science and technology solutions. It's quite a mouthful, but they have a lot of money, so it's worth looking into this option. The Department of Energy sponsors several loan programs through their dedicated loan program office called the LPO, and they have more than $40 billion in loans and loan guarantees available to help large-scale energy infrastructure projects. So if you're interested in applying for a loan, the LPO encourages you to reach out to a representative to discuss qualification standards and the application process. If you're looking for a program designed specifically for your type of energy business, you can also look into funding opportunities through the Office of Science, through the Federal Office of Fossil Energy, or the Office of Energy Efficiency and Renewable Energy. There's also Advanced Research Projects Agency in Energy, or the Office of Nuclear Energy. And so all of these are Department of Energy sponsors. So energy businesses seeking specific funding per location opportunities can also head to the Department of Energy's State Energy Program information webpage. If you're a clean energy company or looking to start one, there are a lot of different opportunities for you to receive federal money. And it's just a matter of kind of wading through all the information out there on the website. And then the third source of federal funding available for green and eco-friendly businesses I want to talk about here just briefly includes the National Science Foundation and the grants that this office makes available. The NSF is a federal agency whose mission is to provide funding and support for research in almost every scientific field other than the medical sciences, that is. If your business is seeking funding for research, education, or training project, you can try applying for one of NSF's many grant opportunities. They host a search page specifically for environmental research and education funding opportunities, so you can more easily narrow your search. Next, I want to talk about the Small Business Administration. There are tons of different loans available on the SBA's website. They are dispersed by other lenders, usually banks, but they're guaranteed by the U.S. Small Business Administration. They're an independent federal agency that's dedicated to providing financial assistance and guidance to American small business owners. While the SBA doesn't currently sponsor a loan program specific to green businesses, their SBA loan program is really the most flexible of the bunch and that can work for almost any business, regardless of industry. Different companies can use SBA funds for a huge variety of purposes, like, for example, working capital, purchasing equipment, buying commercial real estate, and tons of other things. Under this program, the SBA can loan up to $5 million and guarantee up to 85% of those funds. So this is something that I always recommend to my clients to check out SBA loans, because this is something that has worked for both of my companies. I've secured loans through the SBA. And so I know firsthand that it's a really good option. And then regardless of which SBA loan you secure, if you can meet SBA loan requirements and be approved by both the SBA and your lender, you'll be able to take advantage of some of the highest capital amounts, some of the lowest interest rates, and then also the longest repayment terms on the market. SBA loans are just a really good option as far as I'm concerned on receiving funding for your company. Another source of funding I want to talk about, this is my fourth source of funding, is crowdfunding. And so this is something that really started taking off around 10 years ago when I started my first company, Green Kid Crafts. If your green business can't qualify for federal funding, you should definitely consider raising funds through a crowdfunding platform like Kickstart or GoFundMe. And even if you do qualify for federal funding, I still recommend going through a crowdfunding campaign just because it's such a good way for family and friends to help fund your business to get a leg up when you're first starting out. Crowdfunding platforms offer businesses the opportunity to raise small amounts of capital furnished by your friends, families, your community. Plus, your funding campaign has a chance to go viral if it strikes a chord with a wider audience. And we've all sort of seen those crowdfunding campaigns on Kickstarter that went super viral and then ended up like getting funded like 10 times over the amount that they were asking for to begin with. And while that's a long shot, you just never know. The way they work, crowdfunding platforms are donation-based, and then individuals contribute to the projects that they're truly passionate about. So not only is crowdfunding campaign an excellent way to raise a portion of the funds you need, it also has almost no barriers to entry, right? It's really easy to set up a campaign. And it's also an opportunity to really market your business's offerings. You know, you can add the different products or services inside your crowdfunding campaign, and you can let people know what your company is all about. I really recommend this as a way to fund your business initially. Next, I want to talk a little bit about Kiva loans. I really love Kiva loans. If you need just a relatively small amount of funding, I encourage you to consider Kiva loans and do some research on them. Kiva is a 501c3 nonprofit and online lending platform, and they offer businesses with short-term funding of up to $10,000, and they have repayment terms of up to 36 months. Again, it's a loan, it's not a grant. And the way they work, the capital comes from individual lenders, not Kiva itself. And that way, Kiva's super cool. It works a lot like crowdfunding. People from all over the world can search for the businesses and individuals seeking funding through Kiva and then loan them any amount they wish to the businesses they believe in. The recipients of those funds will repay their lenders according to a repayment schedule. Kiva works with borrowers to establish a repayment plan that works for their financial capacity. While any business can apply for a Kiva loan, they really specialize in providing loans for the unbankable individuals and businesses that have been overlooked or rejected by traditional lending institutions, including those that conventional banks deem too risky, like what many green and eco-friendly businesses are considered. Also, plus Kiva has a page dedicated to providing loans specifically for eco-friendly businesses. So definitely check out Kiva loans for funding your green and eco-friendly business. Finally, it's worth mentioning debt-based financing, just like what you think of when you think of lending. It's the promise of returning money plus interest to your creditor according to an agreed-upon schedule. It's rare to find debt-based funding in a financing program that caters specifically to eco-friendly businesses. But depending on your business's credentials and current financial needs, you may be an excellent candidate for a conventional loan, like a term loan or a line of credit. And I'll be talking about both of those in a minute. Deciding which type of financial institution to turn to will really depend on what you can qualify for. Now, let's take just a closer look at both term loans and lines of credit. If you're approved for a term loan, you'll have a lump sum of capital delivered right to your business bank account, which you'll repay plus interest according to a set repayment schedule. This is something I've taken advantage of, and I know it works. It was fairly easy to set this up, and so I definitely recommend to my clients that this is a way to get cash infusion to your business. Term loans are loans that are best used for large one-time projects with predictable expenses. Think office renovations, hiring a new wave of staff, or purchasing equipment. In the case of one of my companies, I used a term loan to purchase equipment. So term loans are banks' bread and butter, and it's really straightforward to qualify for a bank term loan, and you would simply go through your current banking institution to apply for one. Another type of debt-based financing is a business line of credit, and this is something that I also take advantage of with my business bank. So business lines of credit act a lot like credit cards. Lenders will give you access to a predetermined amount of capital, and then you can draw down from it wherever you need to. After you repay what you've used plus interest, the way it works is your credit line will just restore to its original amount so you can continue to borrow funds. You're under no obligation to pay off your line of credit until you actually use it. So this type of loan is excellent reserve fund to have in your back pocket in case of an emergency. And that's kind of why I like it the most. I feel good about having a bunch of emergency money to use if I have to. It makes me feel safe. You can use it to cover cash flow gaps, seize new opportunities, launch a marketing campaign, cover payroll. Just there's so many tons of other potential uses for a business line of credit. Most, if not all, banks offer business lines of credit. This is just a very accessible option for getting funding for your green or eco-friendly business. To kind of sum everything up that we've talked about this episode, government financing is really the most coveted form of financing available for eco-friendly and green businesses. But applications will likely be very time and very labor intensive, and they're also super competitive. approval is far from a given. So if you're interested in a particular federal funding program, make sure you set aside the time to thoroughly review your eligibility and qualification standards, and also make sure you review the application requirements. And then that way you won't risk sinking so much extra time into applying for a program you're simply not qualified for in the first place. Your options don't begin and end with the government. There's a lot of other options. We've talked about crowdfunding. We've talked about Kiva loans. Both of these are really an appealing option to brand new green businesses without the credit history required to be approved for a more conventional loan. These platforms, like we talked about, they're also just great ways to get your business plan tightened up and to broadcast your business services to a crowd of like-minded individuals and also potential customers and benefactors. During my first crowdfunding campaign, we ended up growing our email list to over 1,000, and this went from 0 to 1,000 in no time flat. And I also appreciated the opportunity to really like tighten up my business plan. And so you're kind of killing two birds with one stone there. And then if you don't have the necessary credentials to qualify for conventional financing, like a term loan or line of credit, think a healthy credit score, time in business, and strong revenues, and definitely make sure that you submit an application. Your local bank will offer you some of the most generous terms for a term loan or a line of credit that you're bound to find. So I definitely recommend starting there first. The bottom line about getting funding for your green or eco-friendly business, you know, once you've reviewed your preferences, your financial needs, and your credentials, you'll eventually land on the perfect form of funding for your green and eco-friendly business. As climate change becomes more pressing, individuals and businesses alike are becoming more concerned with its effects on the environment. We're really, as a planet, moving towards a greener economy, so adopting sustainable practices today will set your business up for success in the future. And soon enough, you'll be spending less time worrying about your finances and spending much more time doing what you intended to be doing when you started your green business in the first place, which is making the world a better, healthier, and more sustainable place. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of This Green Planet, and I can't wait to chat with you a little bit more next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of This Green Planet. To get further details about the topics discussed in this episode, please go to thisgreenplanetpodcast.com to review all show notes and links. If you love this episode, we would love it if you subscribed and left us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen. This helps more people just like you find our podcast. I look forward to having you join me next episode. Until then, stay safe and let's make this planet greener.